B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 710. Brock, Hunter.
Hey.
What's up? On the air, online at WIRX.com. We're everywhere, man.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's take your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. They're awesome. Fantastic group of people. You'll love them. I mean, you won't love that you have to call them, but you'll love when they show up and they take care of your septic, you know? They're never the people you want to call, but they're there when you do need to call. It's like
they hooked us up with some Duluth sweatshirts. I was sporting it the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
Some wood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a perfect shirt for that.
You were you were just sitting in the corner breaking twigs.
Shut up. I was gathering. I'm helping. Kindling.
Look, Dad, I'm helping. Anyway, give him a call. Pump That Septic. So the website Ashley Madison. Remember that website?
A bunch of people get divorces over that, right?
It's for cheating. It's for cheating spouses to hook up. Well, business is supposedly booming over there, and more people are having cyber affairs. Dang. It seems unhappy people are using the site as a release valve for tension that is built up at home.
You know, I love how they just, like, straight up lean into it. Like, yeah, it's for cheating spouses.
Yep.
Oh, I'm a cheating spouse, so I'm going to go to this website. Yeah. It's just,
Yeah.
Weird thing.
How do you got to, like, almost open a separate account if you're going to use that. If you got a joint account with your significant other. Like, honey, what's this? Ashley Madison? Oh, it's, right. It's a purse store. I was looking at purses for you.
I heard it was a cheating site.
Yeah.
You know?
Cheated.
Why would you straight up go online to, like, cheat, though? Like,
I know.
Hey, that's me. I'm a cheater.
Just go
on the website.
Pop one off. Just go to Pornhub and pop one off. I don't see what. You got tension? Whack it. DJ diddle it. You're fine.
How about this? Get a divorce.
Yeah, you can do that. Can you do it right now, though, if you divorce, though? Can you? I guess you could separate.
Yeah,
you don't have to stay divorced
you.
And in the same house because you're quarantined together, I guess.
I mean, dude, they have an express marriage thing. They got to have an express divorce, right?
I'm telling you, just
do it online.
Go to Pornhub, whack it out, you'll be fine. That tension will be gone, then you won't go to Ashley Madison. Lastly, speaking of being stressed and needing to whack it, the average American thinks they could go a maximum of one more month before hitting their breaking point. This is according to a survey. 72% said they would completely lose their mind between now and early June. Pretty much everyone agrees 6 months would be more than they can handle before they snap.
What?
One in four people have already hit their breaking point, including 20% of men, 29% of women.
Question. Hands up. Pick me. What's the breaking point? What does that entail?
I don't know. It doesn't really say.
Like, I'm at my breaking point. This is it right now.
Or you just go nuts and burn your house down and run around naked in the streets? I honestly don't know.
We have to establish a line. You know, it's got to be something like that. Like, if you broke your breaking point, you got to burn your house down. That's what it is.
That's the breaking point. That or like a naked meltdown in the streets. I think that kind of counts too.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm losing my... It's been a month and that's it.
I don't think I've hit my breaking point. I don't think I will, just because of the fact that I actually live with someone and I get along with the person I live with. I mean, of course, there's days where I'm just like, oh, my God, I need to get out of this house. But I tell you what I am kind of hitting my breaking point with is just the general new normal. Like, dude, going to the grocery store is such a pain in the ass. I don't want to do it. Then I get home, I have to wipe everything down. You know, that's after I clean my hands, and then I gotta wipe everything down and then clean my hands again and then clean the counter where, and I'm probably being overcautious. I'm a little bit of a germaphobe. So I'm kind of reaching my breaking point with that. Like getting in the car, having to, you know, wipe my hands off and then put my mask on and then go out, wipe the cart. It's like, oh my God, come on. You know what I mean?
Pain in the ass, man. You know, I think my breaking point will be is if I hear that commercial one more time, we're all getting used to a new normal. Yeah. I'm like, it's not the new normal. Stop.
I hope not.
Stop with
not.
That. Don't Don't lean into that, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, this is that. Just he's just going to fold right off the bat, huh? Yeah. This is the new normal. No, it's not. Stop with that.
I will lose my effing mind. So, all right, there you go. Everyone, don't cheat. Don't go nuts. Just go whack it. All right? That's what we've learned in today's morning dump. You can fix everything with a good old whacking.
That's the new normal, Brock.
Go polish the pewter, huh? Shake hands with Ben Franklin, man.
Hey.
We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.